Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program highlighting happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Stay with us. Last week, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller met with the Prime Minister of Japan, His Excellency Shinzo Abe, for bilateral talks in Trinidad and Tobago. The meeting took place within the context of the first Japan CARICOM summit held in Port of Spain. 2014 has been designated by Japan and CARICOM as CARICOM Japan Friendship Year in recognition of the 20th anniversary of the first CARICOM Japan consultations. The summit was held within the context of CARICOM's decision to prioritize and deepen foreign policy coordination according to the 5-year strategic plan 2015-2019, recently approved at the 35th meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government in Antigua and Barbuda. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has expressed great sadness at the passing of Jamaican-born Canadian business leader and philanthropist Dr. G. Raymond Ray Chang. Mrs. Simpson Miller says the death of Ray Chang has robbed Jamaica and Canada of one of their most accomplished sons in the areas of finance and philanthropy. She described Ray Chang as an inspired business leader with a heart who gave distinguished and diligent service to the land of his birth and his adopted homeland. A 2003 recipient of the Prime Minister's Medal of Appreciation for Service to Jamaica, Ray Chang was conferred with the Order of Jamaica in 2011 for his outstanding contribution to business and philanthropy. Jamaicans in the United Kingdom are being assured of the commitment of the Jamaican government to strengthening ties with the diaspora as part of the nation-building process. This assurance from Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. The Prime Minister's comments came in a message read by High Commissioner to the United Kingdom Alune Ndombe Asamba at the annual Independence Service held in London recently. She said the government of Jamaica looks forward to continuing its partnership and strong bonds of friendship with the Jamaican community in the United Kingdom. This as it seeks to engage all Jamaicans living overseas, as well as friends of Jamaica in the island's development. Mrs. Simpson Miller hailed the inclusion of the first ever National Family Day as part of the independence celebrations in the UK and urged Jamaican nationals to use the occasion to connect with their roots on the island. And Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner has lauded the Savannah Lamar Public General Hospital for the high standard of healthcare delivery despite scarce resources. Senator Faulkner was delivering the main address at the hospital's 50th anniversary and awards presentation ceremony last week on the grounds of the hospital. She commended the healthcare practitioners for their work and charged them to engage the citizenry in taking individual and community action that can make a difference to their health.
I want to encourage you to lead the community wellness charge, to empower our citizens to better take charge of their health where they can through lifestyle and preventative care.
Senator Faulkner is also urging citizens not to be reckless with their health and to adopt healthy practices so as to reduce overall health costs. These practices include eating better, managing stress, and increasing physical activity.
Our thrust has to include public education and individual ownership of the state of our health. We have to change the view that health care is the government's responsibility alone. Our health care is also our responsibility.
That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time for more stories coming out of the office of the Prime Minister.
Simone, you there?
Yeah, me there wonder you just cut me off so.
Child, me no know what happened, but the call keep dropping. Anyways, me did call for tell us that my granny dead, and the funeral set for...
We're sorry, you have no credit remaining.
Seriously? All my credit for done, I'ma just put on $100. I'ma call customer service right now, cause this not right.
So, you think you've been robbed of your talk time? How about unfair billing? Feel your data privacy is not protected? Are you seriously dissatisfied with your mobile service provider? Well, the Consumer Affairs Commission wants you to know your rights. Contact your service provider first, and if there is no resolution, call the commission toll-free 1-888-991-4470 or 906-5425. Let's ring in some changes to the way mobile consumers are treated.
Hello?
Girl, we need to defend the phone rights.
Yes, your phone, your rights.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.